continue to the photograph titled Double V Girl. In this photo montage created by Teenie Harris, a young, well-heeled woman poses in front of a large double V shape. When Thompson first suggested the need for a double victory campaign, he explained that the V for victory sign is being displayed prominently in all so-called democratic countries, which are fighting for victory over aggression, slavery, and tyranny. If this V sign means that to those now engaged in this great conflict, then let we colored Americans adopt the double V for a double victory. The first V for victory over our enemies from without, the second V for our victory over our enemies from within. For surely those who perpetuate these ugly prejudices here are seeking to destroy our democratic form of government just as surely as the Axis forces. The double V symbol was reproduced on buttons such as the one shown in this exhibition. It was featured in ad and poster campaigns, and every week the Pittsburgh Courier included a double V girl on its front page, such as the one you see here. The image of an over-rotating selection of attractive and glamorous young women supporting the double V cause was just one of the many tactics used by campaign organizers, who popularized double V hairstyles, founded double V clubs, held double V dances, planted double victory gardens, and had double V music written and performed on national radio. Black and white audiences supported the campaign, and stars such as Marian Anderson, Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, and Joe Louis's wife, Marva, appeared in double V photographs. Today, the double V campaign is seen as an important precursor to the civil rights movement. But one can only imagine that for Horace Pippin, who created his painting, Mr. Prejudice, in 1943, the year after the double V campaign had gradually diminished in visibility and support, it may have represented yet another failed attempt to achieve true victory on the home front.